Five guys going. Good week of practice so far. Kids are ready to go, aren't they?
They are ready to go. All five of these guys have been to the state tournament before, and so they know what's at stake. They've gone before, and some of them know what it feels like to go 0-2 down at the state tournament, and they don't want to have that feeling again. And I think the number one goal for a lot of these guys is just to make it to the second day. If you make it to the second day, that means that you had probably a pretty good first day. And as a team, our goal with these five guys is to come away with a top 10 finish. And, with just five guys, that's not going to be easy. But these five guys, they all have the opportunity to do some damage down there and make some noise. I think several of them are set up well for, getting themselves into medal contention. And that would be a great weekend for these guys. At 120 pounds, Talon Campbell, he's wrestling a kid from Adams Central. The kid from Adams Central got first in his district. But like I've said before, Talon Campbell is the most dangerous wrestler in his weight class. When he is on, he can compete with anybody in his weight class. He can knock off state medalists. He could beat a state champion in the right situation. He is that dangerous. And so we feel pretty good about our chances with him in the first round. Hopefully the kid from Adams Central is overlooked. Talon, we catch him on his heels. It would not surprise me if Talon went out there and pinned the kid in the first period. He's just that type of guy. He's usually about three times stronger than the guys he wrestles, and if he uses that to his advantage, good things are going to happen for him. At 152 pounds, Tate Felber got second in his district, and so he's wrestling a kid from another district that got third. He's wrestling a kid from Elkhorn who has a record of 33-14. He's just a sophomore, and so we feel pretty good about that first round matchup. We haven't seen Elkhorn, of course, this year. We don't make it back east very much, but just looking at who he's lost to, if Tate wrestles like he did last week at districts, we feel pretty good about our chances in the first round. And then in the second round, it looks like he'll be wrestling the number one ranked kid in the state from Ralston in the quarterfinals, and that's going to be a tough match. But, we got to get there first, take it one match at a time, and then if we get there, big things happen under the big lights, and anything can happen, and we'll go out there and make the impossible possible and shock the whole arena, hopefully. At 160 pounds, Alex Anthony got first place at districts, and so he's wrestling a kid that got fourth place in another district. His first round matchup is against a kid from Blair who's 32-18 on the year. Once again, we haven't seen Blair this year, but with a record like 32-18, Alex Anthony, we're hoping can go out there and wrestle like he has all year long, go out there and get two, maybe three takedowns in the first period and really set the tone, and come away with a first round victory, and really set himself up nicely for the rest of the tournament. In the second round, in the quarterfinals, it looks like to me, between the Northwest, Grand Island Northwest, and South Sioux City, I would bet to say the Northwest kid's probably going to win, and that's a kid that Alex Anthony's wanted to wrestle all year long, and so hopefully he gets his opportunity to do that, because if he won that match, then he'd be in the semifinals, and he could get no less than a sixth place, which would be awesome for Alex. At 220 pounds, Alec Langan won another district title on Saturday, and he'll be wrestling a kid from Waverly in the first round. The kid from Waverly got fourth place in his district. The kid's just a sophomore, got a record of 26-10. watching the kid. Alex shouldn't have too many problems with his first round match, and really his whole half of the bracket sets up pretty nice. If according to the rankings, the number 2, 3, and 4 kids are all on the other side of the bracket, and so if Alec goes out there and focuses on one match at a time and doesn't look ahead in his bracket, you know, good things should happen for him, and it wouldn't surprise me to see him in the semifinals or possibly in the championship finals Saturday night. You know, I know that that's his goal, that's my goal. You know, that's doing a little bit better than what he did last year, and you know, that would be a great way to send Alec Langan out, would be in the championship finals on Saturday night. And then at 285 pounds, Reed Steinbeck got second in his district, and so he's wrestling a kid that got third in another district. We're matched up again with another kid from Blair. The kid's got a record of 32-15. He got third in his district, and watching this kid in some video, the kid doesn't look like he's as athletic as Reed. He doesn't move as well as Reed. They haven't wrestled each other before this year. And so if Reed goes out there and wrestles his aggressive style, you know, hopefully we catch this kid and we can put him on his back in the first period and, you know, get that first period pin. That would be great. That'd be great momentum for Reed to get the ball rolling for him. In the quarterfinal, it looks like he would have a kid from Waverly who's currently ranked number one in the state, which would be a tough challenge for Reed, but we got to get there first and then see what happens.
You want everybody to do great, but for the four seniors, you really want them to have a good tournament, don't you?
Yeah. You know, these seniors, a lot of them have been part of our varsity team since they were freshmen, you know, and, you know, it's great to see all four of these guys be able to go out down at the state tournament together. And it's also great to see that all four of them have the opportunity to win some matches while they're down there. You know, they're not just going for the experience. You know, they've all been state qualifiers before, and they've gone through that, and they know how that feels. It's kind of an empty feeling. I think all of them want to go down there, and, you know, several of them, if not all of them, have the opportunity to get a state medal, but you just want to get a few wins down there and experience that as well.
All right, Class B favorite. Of course, you want the Bison to be right up there in points, but top to bottom, you feel like gearing out in your district is going to be right up there with some others.
Well, it's going to be an interesting team race. You know, for so many years it was Omaha Scut and then whoever was fighting for second place. Omaha Scut's not quite what they were, and so the team race is a lot more wide open, and it could come down to, you know, whoever gets on a roll on a Friday morning. Gehring's got some good quality kids. They're going to score a lot of points down there. They're going to get a lot of medals, but you got teams like Beatrice as well, and you know, some of the other teams back east. If I was to put my money on it, I would say it's probably going to come down to Gehring and Beatrice, but if some of their guys get knocked off early, that really opens up things for some other teams to you know, slide on in as well and make the team race that much more exciting.